Chapter 14. Verse 3. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? Verse 5. If one of you has a son or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull him out? Verse 8. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. Verse 9. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this man your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. Verse 10. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. Verse 11. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 12. When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back and so you will be repaid. Verse 13. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Verse 14. And you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Verse 16. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. Verse 17. At the time of the banquet he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." Verse 18. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, "I have just bought a field, and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." Verse 19. Another said, "I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me." Verse 20. Still another said, "I just got married, so I could come." Verse 21. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame." Verse 22. "Sir," the servant said, "what you ordered has been done, but there is still room." Verse 23. Then the master told his servant, "Go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in, so that my house will be full." Verse 24. "I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet." Verse 26. "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Verse 27. "And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Verse 28. "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it?" Verse 29. "For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him." Verse 30. "Saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.'" Verse 31. "Or suppose the king is about to go to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? Verse 32. "If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace." Verse 33. "In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple." Verse 34. "Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?" Verse 35. "It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out." He who has ears to hear, let him hear.